glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 2. Elijah replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a little oil." Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, July 26th. And listening friend, you're in for a real treat. In fact, one of my guests is going to be a new friend, Tim Pico, who's just joining me. So I'm just getting to know him. As you know, many times some of these programs are on a moment's notice, and we're excited about an upcoming event. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But my other special guest I've known for many years, and I kind of refer to him as the gold standard in broadcasting. I've looked up to Wayne Shepherd for many years. He's been a part of the Moody Broadcasting Network. You've probably heard his voice for some of those Founders Week, many of the different Moody specials. He's the host and a voice on Bold Steps and First Person. Just appreciated his gift of sharing and introducing topics and interesting people, and always keeps an interview or a program flowing. So, Wayne, thank you for joining us via the phone lines. Tim is of here course. In my home studio, and there's an exciting event that is coming up in about 10 or so days. But by way of introduction to this concept and how you can be a part of it, listener, you're going to hear from the president of Mission Eurasia. It's Sergei Rakuba. How's that for, how close am I?
Well, unless I've been pronouncing it wrong all these years, you got it.
Okay, so there's going to be a little one-minute clip. Actually, it's about a four-minute presentation, but I wanted you to be familiar with the president of Mission Eurasia, and then we're going to talk about how you can be supportive, involved, and I think you're going to be blessed by what Tim and Wayne have to say. So here's a little one-minute introduction to Mission Eurasia.
Hello, my name is Sergei Rakuba, and I'm the president of Mission Eurasia. I just recently returned from the war zone region, where I spent about 2 weeks working with our partners and our teams on the ground, launching a large-scale response project helping those refugees that are running from war in Ukraine. I'm here today on behalf of those tens of thousands of refugees that are looking for a safe place, are looking for food that they can sustain their families, looking for medical assistance and encouragement. I want to thank you because your support, your generous, compassionate support to Mission Eurasia makes a huge difference in the life of these suffering families that run for their lives in Ukraine.
So, Wayne, you serve on the board of Mission Eurasia. That's the president sharing the various needs. You've been to Ukraine. You have firsthand experience of what's going on. So tell us a little of your experience, and then Tim's also going to share how locally people can get involved.
Sure. Well, I'm very happy to be here with you, Mark, and with Tim. And by the way, I've never met Tim until now over the telephone. We've talked on the telephone before, but we've never met in person, so I'm looking forward to the event coming up in August that we can actually eyeball each other and see what we got ourselves involved in here. Mission Eurasia is an organization that's been around for about 30 years. It was based in Wheaton, Illinois, and sort of still is, but we moved our main office to Franklin, Tennessee a couple of years ago. Mm. Mission Eurasia started out as Peter Dynica Russian Ministries, Peter Dinico was someone who had worked with Slavic Gospel Association for many years. He and Anita Dinico, his wife, founded this ministry. And a few years ago, we changed the name from Russian Ministries to Mission Eurasia because we were serving all the countries of the former Soviet Union, and we felt it better reflected the actual work of the ministry. And we also moved our headquarters, our field headquarters, from Moscow to Irpin, which is basically Kiev or Kyiv in Ukraine. And we had an office there that unfortunately was destroyed in the war a few weeks ago. So in a nutshell, that's what we are. What we do is we seek to serve and equip the local church in Ukraine and the countries of the former Soviet Union by conducting what we call School Without Walls, which is a ministry of training young professionals, teachers and doctors and lawyers and anybody in the marketplace. We teach them how to share their faith where they are in their work, in their life. And these are the very people now who have graduated from School Without Walls who are now serving their fellow countrymen who are going through such deep times right now.
Now, how long have you served on the board, and what was the process? How did this become a passion of yours?
Well, to answer the second question first, many years ago worked with Josh McDowell Radio. Some listeners may remember that. Mm-hmm. And Josh was very involved when the Soviet Union collapsed and ministries rushed in to fill the spiritual void there. I was working with Josh in the early 90s and made several trips into Russia in particular. And so that's where my heart was turned to this part of the world. And then, I don't know, we started donating to Mission Eurasia, just as many people do. And over the years, I was invited to join the board and then to chair the board, which I've done now for a number of years. And I have traveled to Ukraine, you're right. I was there most recently in May of this year. So I was there after the invasion began. And, you know, the invasion began on February 24. I was there in early May. I wish I could go back tomorrow. I love the people and the country. I'd love to see what God's doing in their hearts and to help them through this terrible time of suffering. And I'd love to see how Mission Eurasia is doing the job.
Mm. And I'll refer to this website a few more times throughout the broadcast just so people can find out more. But missioneurasia.org. It's mission, EURASIA.org. So you can find out more. And we're going to also talk about how you can get involved locally, because there's a special event, a concert, a time of encouragement and information on Friday, August 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Meadowbrook Church right on 1902 South Duncan Avenue in Champaign. And Tim's going to talk a little more about that. But I appreciate in your Facebook posts as you've taken us through some of the things going on. I think some of the, I don't know if it was an orphanage or school that was built and bombed years ago and then rebuilt and again bombed and much of it destroyed and unusable. And so it's great that you're going to also be coming down in a few weeks to be a part of this Unity for Ukraine.
Yeah, you mentioned the orphanage. It's actually in the city of Slavyansk, which I visited back in 2015 after a battle in 2014 had destroyed that particular orphanage. Hmm. And it's just one of our many, many projects. Mission Eurasia helped to rebuild that orphanage, and then just a short time ago, it was hit again by the war and destroyed again. So it's heartbreaking, I know, but that's the reality of what's going on there right now.
Well, also joining me in our home studio is Tim Pico, and you're kind of like the project manager. How did you get pulled into being a part of this, and why is your heart really stirred to support Unity for Ukraine?
When the war broke out, probably like many of you wondered, well, what can I do to help, you know, in this terrible situation in the Ukraine? And so I just started praying that way. Hmm. And that's a dangerous prayer because God will probably somewhere along the line nudge you. So he started to nudge me that direction. And then I was listening to a program actually that Wayne co-hosts, the American Policy Roundtable, which is on WGNN. Mm-hmm. And I heard him and Dave Zanotti talk about what was going on in Ukraine and what Mission Eurasia was doing as Wayne was explaining it. And I thought, wow, maybe that's it. Maybe we could partner with Mission Eurasia, since I had some connections with a college worship team, and I thought, well, maybe we could do a concert. So I sent an email to Wayne, and lo and behold, I'm driving down the highway, and he calls me that afternoon, and we start discussing. He said he'd like the idea, and he said, well, let's move that direction. So that got the ball rolling. I was in a meeting with three or four people, and I'm always looking for confirmation. If you got a nudge from the Lord, and he's speaking to you, you want to make sure it's not the pizza you ate the night before. Yeah. So I was in a meeting with three or four people, and after the meeting, I threw that out to about three of them, and I could tell just by watching them, they were on board. They were excited about doing something like that. So then I really wanted confirmation from the Lord, and as Mark already read 2 Kings chapter 4, that passage just jumped out at me. As God's going to fill those containers, you just have to have faith to step in my steps. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how it's gone. It's been amazing to see God work.
And I'll jump in that you were persistent, and that's really important too, because many times when you advance God's kingdom, there's always, if you will, maybe sometimes the evil one will thwart or derail or frustrate. And so just because everything doesn't flow and fit perfectly into place doesn't mean you're still not in the center of God's will.
Yes,
and I know you had to be a little more persistent in following up with me, as did Wayne also.
Yes.
And I finally caught the vision, or I finally got to attend to some of the details and thought through, I can help with this and certainly announce
Thank
it
you.
And make radio announcements and then organize today. But I'm glad you were persistent, and I'm glad Wayne's great with follow through. He had some emails out to me and follow up emails, and hey, it's getting closer, and I thought, hey, I got to jump on this. So appreciate that you felt led of God and continued to follow through. So tell us a little about this Unity for Ukraine, the special night at the Meadowbrook Community Church on Friday, August 5th.
So yes, we are inviting the whole community to come, because we have a couple goals. Number one, of course, is to just praise the Lord Jesus Christ for who he is and magnify his name. And then secondly, we want to fill the place, because we're actually going to film this and hopefully then be able to store it and have the people in Ukraine be able to view it. We would really like to do that to encourage them. And then thirdly, our goal is to purchase 500 eye care packages to be able to help the people in Ukraine. If you give a $50 donation, that $50 donation will feed a family of four for an entire week. So we're asking listeners to just not go out one night to eat and just donate that evening that $50 back to the Lord.
Now, Wayne, with you serving on the board, I'm sure you've seen these eye care packages. Can you maybe describe what goes into them and how they help and assist?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And Tim, it's wonderful what you're doing. I can't thank you enough. And you're right. Each of these eye care boxes is enough food for a family of four for a week. And you have to understand, these are families who are desperate for food right now. These food packages are making their way deep into the war zone of Ukraine, where there are still people living there who have not fled, and they need our help desperately. So a box, an eye care box, not only includes the physical food, but it always includes a copy of the scriptures, and quite often more than that, perhaps even a copy of a children's Bible in there as well, so that there's spiritual food in the box as well. And when it comes to the Bibles, we're finding that even before we offer them, people are asking us for the Bibles. You know, so it's a time when the spiritual hunger is great right now. You know, the old saying is there are no atheists in foxholes, and I think we're seeing in Ukraine right now. I'm sure there are atheists, but boy, there's an awful lot of people who are asking a lot of important questions about God right now and seeking after what God has to say about all this going on. So an eye care box is simply a box of food. And let me add to that, guys, that when I was there in May, I actually saw these boxes being packed from the distribution sites. And you have to understand, the volunteers who are packing the boxes, you know, we raise the money. We send the money to places like Poland where we get the food, and then it's distributed to the several ministry centers. And at these ministry centers, volunteers come in. And these volunteers are the very victims of the war who have fled their homes. Many times they don't have a home. And they're working in these cities, in these distribution centers, spending their time and effort to pack boxes for people who remain in the war zone. And then a box truck, and we've been able to purchase trucks for this purpose. These trucks make their way into Ukraine from the western part of the country all the way to the east. Sometimes it's a trip of 500 miles one way. I talked with a pastor twice a week, takes a truck full of eye care boxes. He drives 500 miles into Ukraine, finds people who need the food. He offers a ride to anyone who wants to flee to the western part of the country to return with him. And then he turns around and does it a second time every week. That's the way he's spending his life right now as a displaced person himself. So this is a very important project.
In case you just tuned in, this program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org, wluj.org. But Wayne Shepherd's with me on the phone, and Tim Pico is here in the studio, and we're talking about an upcoming event titled Unity for Ukraine, where you can participate. There's going to be a band, I think it's Remnant Band, is going to provide music. There's going to be some testimony time. I think our good friend Roger Denhard, who's been to Ukraine many times, I think he has farmland there farms there, uses his expertise here from Illinois. He's going to share and answer questions. Tim, you're going to be there. Wayne Shepherd's going to be driving down. So the fact that he can carve out this time and make it here shows the importance that he really feels passionate about this. What's nice about Wayne sitting on the board of Mission Eurasia, he knows firsthand that the funds and the resources get into the right hands. They're channeled through the local church and local individuals that have a passion, that work for the ministry, and then they see that it gets delivered to the people in need. And so in about 10 days on Friday, August 5th from 7 to 9 p.m., people can get involved and show up and donate and hear all about it. So do they have to register? Do they just show up? What's involved?
And Wayne can help me here. Mark, some of your listeners out there that, you know, they're busy that night. They can't come. But they can donate online. And Wayne, maybe you can tell them what's the best way to do that. I think it's to go to the website, but maybe you could clarify
very
that.
Very simple. Just go to missioneurasia.org. Two words, Mission Eurasia, E-U-R, Asia. And you can click the donate button. And I want to assure our listeners that I know firsthand how this money is being spent. Again, as I chair the board and get the reports, and I've been there myself to see it, it's an amazing story. You know, let me just add this. 30 years ago, God called this organization to this field of ministry, and all these 30 years, we've been training people, and we've been equipping people, and we've been building networks of churches. I think we have something like 400 churches in Ukraine that are a part of our network.
Wow.
And all that time, God was preparing us for such a time as this. When this war broke out, suddenly we have the network, we have the logistics, we have the systems in place to be able to handle this. And some larger organizations who are doing great work themselves are also sharing their resources with us because they know that we have the means to get it to the people who need it the most. So MissionEurasia.org is the website.
Yeah, MissionEurasia.org, and maybe you're driving to work or didn't have a chance to write it down, just call the station and Karen will have this information, or Paul will have it at our Springfield location. Give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Help us get the word out. The event is happening on Friday night, August 5th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Meadowbrook Church, 1902 South Duncan Avenue. We appreciate Pastor Ron Strock and their whole team there. They're a great bunch, and they want to serve the community and help build unity for Ukraine. And your $50 donation or $100 or $500, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, will be used to help people in crisis. And it also includes scripture. So we're not just feeding their bellies, which is important and necessary and needed, but we can give them spiritual food through God's word.
Right.
Wayne,
can I tell you a story? Can I tell you a story about the scriptures?
Yes.
You know, our building in Kyiv or near Kyiv was destroyed in the battle. The Russian army actually used our building as an ammunition storage place. But the building was destroyed. But as they destroyed the building, the Russian army took our small warehouse full of scripture and Christian literature, and they piled it up and they burned it in a bonfire. So we have photos of partially burned Bibles from that fire. But again, with the Lord's help, we have printed nearly 2 million copies of either the scriptures or children's Bible or some form of Christian literature. 2 million copies have been printed, and hundreds of thousands of copies have been distributed since that building burned. So, you know, I always think God's word will not return void. I don't know how to apply that to this situation, but it just seems apropos to me that, you know, in the midst of this tragedy, God is still making a way for his word to go forth.
Before I have Tim close out our time in prayer, and thank you, Wayne, for being available for this call and also participating in this coming event on Friday, August 5th. But I don't know if I should encourage all of our listeners to Facebook friend you, but I appreciate your various posts and the updates you've been given. In fact, a few months ago, your ears might have been ringing. You posted a Fernando Ortega song with the children's choir that I got and played over the air, and I had to cite you. As I got it off your Facebook post.
Well, you know what? You don't have to friend me on Facebook because most of my Ukraine information is public on my page. So just go to facebook.com/Wayne.Shepherd, and you should be able to view the material there from Ukraine, Wayne.Shepherd. Shepherd is spelled King James Version, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D, if you don't mind.
Appreciate that. And again, listener, find out more at missioneurasia.org. MissionEurasia.org. Better yet, just show up on Friday night, August 5th, to the Meadowbrook Church, 1902 South Duncan Avenue in Champaign. Holly and I plan to be there, along with hopefully many of the friends that we can encourage to come out. It'll be a great evening, a time of worship, but better yet, we can tangibly help the people of Ukraine. So, Tim, how about closing our time in prayer? And thank you again, Wayne, for being available for today.
Of course. And, Tim, thanks for all you're doing. I can't wait to meet you.
Yes. Same here, Wayne. Thank you so much. God bless you. Well, I just want to tell your listeners that this is a free admission. You don't have to, we're not charging. And that we do have a local Facebook page, Unity for Ukraine, and we also have an event page.
And what was the Facebook page? Give out what those are.
They're very long addresses. Maybe I can send them to you. Yeah, because they're pretty lengthy. Father in heaven, again, we're just awed by who you are. And Father, how you work when it doesn't seem to be what we would think it would look like, but it's always how you have the vision for it, Father. So, and I know your heart goes out to the poor, the needy, the children, Father. So many of them have been misplaced. So we would pray for protection. We would pray for healing. We would pray for spiritual healing, emotional healing, Father. And as you meet needs, physically, Father, that many would turn to Christ, they would see you. Use those Bibles, dear God, that are in those eye care packages to open the hearts and minds of people to Jesus. And pray for this evening on August the 5th, Father, we give it up into your hands, that you would use it to encourage and to bless, but most of all, to bring praise to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, amen.
Find out more at missioneurasia.org, missioneurasia.org. And I hope to see so many of you on Friday night, August 5th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Meadowbrook Church, 1902 South Duncan Avenue in Champaign, Illinois. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.